Good morning.
How about this bachelorette? Woo! Right before the hometowns, it's getting down to the wire, babe.
It's getting crazy. Very, very drama-filled last night. A lot of laughter on our end.
Oh, yeah. We needed this episode because I needed to laugh. And finally, I had an opportunity just to laugh. There was some genuinely funny moments in the thing last night. They had people biting the heads off of fish. I thought that was gross.
That was pretty nasty.
First off, everybody who got a rose, there was only four roses. They're going to go and introduce Hannah to mom and dad back in a hometown type of situation. So there's a lot on the line. But Jed, she likes Jed. Tell me about Jed.
So Jed, you know, has told her that he's falling in love with her, and she actually reciprocated the feelings and told him last night that she was also falling in love with him, and he looked like he had just won an award.
Then it was Tyler. Tyler took her horseback riding, or she took him horseback riding in Amsterdam.
They were beautiful, but they did not want to go the direction that they were going.
No.
It was actually pretty comical to see those horses because they just could not get it going with the horses.
You do crazy things to impress the girl that you like. You know, I mean, guys, this is just how it is. And apparently Tyler has a weak stomach in Amsterdam. I guess it's pickled herring or something. It's a fish. I mean, they were biting the heads off these fish. I don't know.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of crazy.
Ate it like it was nothing. She's like, oh, it's not that bad. He takes his bite and he's gagging.
But we had to say goodbye to some people. First off, Connor was just like, I'm out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think he knew he didn't have much one-on-one time with her, and so she sent him home.
Then she sent Mike home after a full date, which, you know, you could tell.
There was something last night that clicked, and I was just like, he's a good dude. Like, I like him. And so I was actually hoping she was going to keep him by the end of their date, and then she sent him home, of course.
And then we get to the grand poopah of everything. It was a triple date between Luke, Peter, and Garrett. And of course, Luke is the villain this year. But Luke did a thing on his date where he pulled out the Jesus card.
The first thing he did was immediately start calling out the guys to her, like telling her what's been going on. And he had just told them the night before he was going to stay in his own lane. And then the first thing that comes out of his mouth is Garrett. Talking about Garrett and Jed. I'm like, are you kidding me? So then it goes right back to the Luke P. Show.
And nobody likes Luke. Nobody likes Luke. I don't care if he goes to church every day. You could go to church every day and still nobody would like you because if you have a bad attitude.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but if you tell someone that you're recovering from an issue and then in the same breath you're making out with them, it kind of makes me wonder. You know what I mean? I think he did pull the Jesus card, and it was not very believable.
Oh, Garrett, he pulled the, quote, I love you card.
He did, yes. And then she sent him home.
It was a sad moment, really. I was aggravated because Garrett is from Alabama. He's a golf professional on a golf course in Birmingham, Alabama. What more do you want, Miss Alabama?
And he's hilarious.
I know.
That was the whole reason we laughed the whole show, because he was just taunting Lou P, and he was having fun doing it, you know, and it really made the show last night, the things that he was doing to try to set Luke off. I was like, this guy's funny. I like him.
The people who are going on a hometown date to show mom and dad Miss Hannah, it's going to be Peter the Pilot. Luke P is from Georgia. That'll be interesting. The Georgia Bulldogs versus the Alabama Crimson Tide. Oh, heavens. Tyler, who is from Jupiter, Florida. And then you got Jed, the singer-songwriter from Nashville, Tennessee, so that's where we're going.
It's been a painful ride, but we're almost to the end.
We're almost to the finish line of the second most unrealistic reality show in all of television, ABC's The Bachelorette. Hey, babe, I hope you have a great day, and I love you.
Thank you. I love you, too.